I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don Lorenz, Executive Director of the Orchard Park Chamber of Commerce, is with us on the WBEN Trocar College Liveline, talking about a proposal to rezone areas in and around the new Bill Stadium to allow for new development. Three entertainment districts are proposed. Don, the proposal is out there. A public meeting was held last night. Are you on board? Do you have any concerns?
Well, I'm definitely on board. Good morning. Now, they've been, you know, looking at this. You know, going back 6 years ago, I've been proposing some different ideas for us to have some kind of development around the stadium, hopefully for a nice hotel, some retail going on around there. So there are three councilmen right now, Scott Honer, Joe Liberti, and John Mariano, that are proposing trying to have what they call a stadium overlay district, which would be changing some of the areas that are now listed as either residential, industrial, or business. And they've come up with a new strategy. It's going to be called a DR2, which means design and research, which would allow the town to be able to come up with a different type of zoning. Right now, we have a 2.5-story moratorium. This would allow for up to a 5-story structure in specific areas if it meets the criteria. So this is a great step in the right direction at this point.
Does it go far enough, though? You know, thinking about rezoning around the stadium in Orchard Park, I think a lot of people's minds just go toward, well, you know, around the stadium, build what you want to capitalize on the stadium. And this seems a lot more limited.
Well, it's a start. You know, I think what they're trying to do is they're looking at areas right now that have either vacant land or land that could be developed into something that could be a little bit more useful for around that stadium. I went to the meeting yesterday, and I think a lot of the feedback from the residents there is their concern is, do I want something backing up to my front yard, backyard, whatever it might be, and what kind of impact is that going to have on traffic that's already horrendous during game days? But I think if you look at the bigger picture, and you right now, if you have close to 80,000 people coming to the stadium, if we have people that are staying in a hotel, that would alleviate some of that traffic coming and going. It would also allow for some of the industrial areas that are already there to develop even further and be able to have people come and stay, the executives come and stay, having conferences here, doing all kinds of great things that we just can't do at this point. We've never been able to do for the last 50 years. So I don't know, you know, as far as is it cutting it short? I don't know if it's cutting it short. I think it's really something where it's the start of something more than, you know, if we look ahead, we can say, okay, well, this worked. Let's see if we can expand upon this. This didn't work. Let's try to do something different. So I think it's, you know, it's a good move on the part of the councilmen that are doing it at this point to at least get their foot in there and say, okay, this is something that is a very positive move for us at this point.
Joe Liberti, I heard say last night that they want to be proactive, not reactive, but, you know, this stadium will be open in less than 2 years. Are they kind of pushing that timeline?
Well, they definitely are. I've had discussions with them all. You know, my concern was I was going back 6-7 years when I was on with you back then, you know, saying that if the stadium, I was talking before the stadium even was decided, I said, if the stadium is going to be coming here, we should already be talking about how are we going to differ it from what we've had for the last 50 years. So, yes, I think it is definitely more reactive than proactive at this point because we really don't have much time. And, you know, Susan, I know you're a resident of Orchard Park. I'm a resident of Orchard Park. If we don't do something, you know, obviously our neighbor Hamburg is going to do something, and then that takes away from our tax base. We're still going to have the traffic. We're still going to have everything else that it brings, but we're just not going to have any tax benefit from it. So that's why I look at it from that standpoint. And I'm also looking out for my 500-plus members of the chamber. They're looking for something that people can actually stay here. Now they can come and do some shopping at boutiques. They can shop and go to the restaurants that we have. Right now they don't do that. They come to, I'm talking people that are coming from outside the area. they come here, and as soon as the game's over, they're leaving and finding someplace else to stay. And that's where they would go to eat and shop and everything else the next day. So I think that, you know, this is something that would be a good economic boost for the Orchard Park area. And it's a long time coming.
You know, a lot of people have wondered, well, what changes, actually? The stadium's been in Orchard Park. There's been nothing going up around it. I've always kind of thought that, you know, all right, the stadium's been there for 50 years, but for 30 of those years, there's always been the question of, when are the Bills going to move? When are they going to leave town? Are they going to be here? Even if they are here, will a new stadium be built in Buffalo? Does the certainty of, you know, seeing that stadium right now, do you think that gives, like, the green light for everybody to say, all right, it's finally okay, you can feel safe to build here?
Oh, I I'm not sure why things haven't happened in the last 50 years. But when I was in contact with the people from Titletown and Patriots Field, which are both suburban areas, stadiums, they said immediately they were making sure that part of that package was to have something that draws people. They're not just for game days. And I know that was one of the concerns. You know, are developers going to want to build something that's going to be for 8 to 10 games a year? I kept saying with you know, the ideas that I was coming up with, build something substantial, make it a hotel that has a water park, make it a reason for people to come here 12 months out of the year, not just the 8 or 10 games. And then we build from that. Then you can say, okay, we're 20 minutes from Kissing Bridge. We're 20 minutes from Ellicottville. We want to go to Niagara Falls. You know, you're a very short distance, Canada, the waterfront. So we could be the destination site where they stay because it's a beautiful resort hotel. And then from here, they can do all kinds of different package deals to go places. But that's, you know, I think what forward thinking has to happen is, let's not just think about putting up a box hotel and saying, okay, well, now we got people that can stay here for, you know, 8 games or 10 games. I would love it that if they take a look at what we have going on, if you've been to Orchard Park recently, we have Whalen's, which has a beautiful banquet hall. We have the New York Beer Project, can hold 450 people. We have the Country Club. We have other areas that are around that hold large amounts of people. This is something that we could build upon, having the weddings, having conventions, conferences, things like that. And now we would be utilizing these beautiful facilities that are around our area.
You know, Don, isn't it mind-boggling, though, that for 50 years, that immediate area around the stadium hasn't changed very much at all?
It's incredible. And you know, I do hear, because people Facebook me and things like that, some negative things about, well, Don, you know, please don't keep pushing progress because we don't want to change our town. We want it to be a quaint town. And I know that I had said last time I was on with you that if people really feel that way, then you really have to support what we do have. If we have 4 or 5 restaurants, then support them every day when you get home from work, because you're always telling me there's nothing to do in Orchard Park. We have to go to East Aurora or Hamburg. You can't have it both ways. If you want to see us progress and let the town's businesses that we do have, town and village businesses that we have right now, then we have to have something that draws more people here so that they can actually continue on.
Well, Don, I'm sure we'll be talking to you more in the coming weeks and months as this conversation continues and as that stadium goes up. Don Lorenz with the Orchard Park Chamber talking about that rezoning meeting that took place last night. If you missed any of it, you can read more inside of our story at WBEN.com.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.